This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named George Hamilton, GEORGEHAMILTON, date of birth January 30th, 1959, date of appointment August 1st, 2023, requesting physician Allison Townsend, ALISONTOWNSEND. Dear Allison Townsend, I have the pleasure of seeing George Hamilton today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 64-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who has a history of seizure. He had two seizures in his life. One was in May 2022 and another was in January 2023. He is on Keppra 1000 milligram 2 times daily. He feels sleepy, drowsy, and not with himself with this medication. His typical seizure is that he felt like twitching, muscle spasm, no loss of consciousness, no tongue biting, no incontinence. Seizure lasted 1 hour. Had a stroke in May 2022. At that time, he also had a seizure. Right side was weak due to stroke. No speech problem. Still has some right-sided weakness. Past medical history. Obesity. Epilepsy. Stroke. Factor 5 Leiden mutation, obstructive sleep apnea, hypertension, sensory neural hearing loss on the left side, history of DVT, hypothyroidism, history of Graves' disease, hypertension, history of cerebral hemorrhage, past surgical history, brain tumor removal, tooth extraction. Allergy to penicillin medication, apixaban, 5 mg 2 times daily, baclofen, 5 mg 2 times daily, Keppra, 1000 mg 2 times daily, levothyroxine, lisinopril, multivitamin, omeprazole. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. Married, live with his wife. Family history. Father deceased, mother deceased, had COPD, hypertension. One brother, one sister, alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found that he has a memory loss, trouble walking. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1-S2 regular in rate, anism, abdomen, soft bowel sound present, except there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is a left facial droop, lower motor neuron present. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug, normal. Hearing is patient is deaf on the left side, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is strength 5/5 except right hand grip 4/5 and right sided minus 5/5, deep tendon reflex is 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait wide based and ataxic. Rambach test positive. Assessment and plan: 64-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, epilepsy. Number two, history of a stroke. Number three, left-sided Bell's palsy. Number four, left-sided hearing loss. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the EEG, and I would like to decrease the Keppra to 750 milligram 2 times daily. I would like to see him back in my office in 2 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.